My name's Margaret Kingsnorth, and I was nanny to the Sackville West children when Lord Sackville was 17 months old when I first met him. I took them home with me for the weekend to my council house in Faversham. It's a bit of a shock to them, but they really enjoyed it. And I took them to see my sister, who had a poodle parlour in Faversham, and they remember that very well.
Oh, I see.
I took them to Dover, and I walked them from the station to the castle. Miles. Why did I do that?
And you took them to Sissinghurst, didn't you?
Oh, yes. We went on a picnic to Sissinghurst with Mr. and Mrs. Sackville-West when we had just the two children. And we met Vita Sackville-West in the garden, who insisted that we came to tea. And so we were in what now is the library. And Mrs. Sackville-West was rather embarrassed because we got our sandwiches wrapped in foil, but I tried to persuade her that they matched the silver teapot that the butler brought in. I don't remember too much about it because I was crammed down the other end of the table, below the salt, I think. Yes. And I think Vita was quite elderly then, so she wasn't into children and sandwiches and things.
And you met Harold that day.
Yes, you're
that's
right.
That's a nice little story.
Yeah. We got there and Sir Harold Nicholson was standing there in his tennis shoes and his white flannels, looking rather damp, and he said to my two little ones, "I've just walked across the paddling pool with my clothes on. Shall I do it again?" And they couldn't know whether to say yes or no. So he just got on and did it. He walked into the paddling pool out the other side, walked off across the garden, dripping wet, with all the visitors thinking, "Who's this strange old man?" Not knowing he was Harold Nicholson. And the children couldn't believe that anybody, a grown-up, could do that.